Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 21st of October, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, Google users on iOS, I know that sounds a bit sacrilege, but a lot of people use the Google apps on the platform. Well, now you can use some widgets, too. Yes, Google's iOS 16 lock screen widgets have arrived. Gmail now, with that widget, can show your message counts. Maps can provide a link to your favorite trips, or even searches or destinations like restaurants. Now, if you're using Chrome or the Google app on the platform, it can help you start web searches right from the widget, or even launch features like Lens Translation for Chrome's Dino game. There's other helpful widgets, too. Google News can show the latest headlines, of course. Google Drive now offers quicker access to suggested and starred cloud files. And you can listen to YouTube music, yes, all 28 users of you out there, as you can quickly start a playlist, change tracks, among other things, right from the widget center. As far as getting your widgets there, well, they should automatically surface when you start customizing your lock screen. Move over, Apple and Google, when it comes to your gaming stores. Microsoft's about ready to hit ya. That's because they're building a mobile Xbox store that apparently will offer games directly on mobile devices. Now, this is something we've been hearing about for a little while. Microsoft actually hinted at a next-generation store, and now we're definitely getting a little bit more info about what's going to be happening. That's because Microsoft has filed its plans with the UK Competition and Markets Authority. Now, regardless of what gets filed or not, we do know one thing that won't be happening, seeing this on Apple or probably even Android. Of course, first and foremost, Apple's policy of blocking third-party app stores in iOS gonna be a little bit difficult for Microsoft to achieve this. Google still might be up in the air, but I got a feeling, yeah, they got their own gaming stuff. They don't want Microsoft creeping in there either. So what does this mean? Well, we could be seeing hardware coming along with this too. There's always those partnerships with Logitech and Razer for the cloud gaming-focused handhelds. Though how popular that would be, particularly for Microsoft's side, it remains to be seen. Clearly, though, Microsoft wants a piece of the gaming pie. As game downloads, yep, some of the most popular things to get via the app stores. How Microsoft will be achieving this, though, it remains to be seen. And finally, there's always that person that just can't really hear you, is there? You say it again and again and you, huh? Not saying that they may need hearing aids, but they probably need hearing aids. And now you can actually gift it to them. No doctors or prescriptions or anything fancy. Sony's ready to create over-the-counter hearing aids, at least if you're in the U.S. Yep, for the first time ever, available right over-the-counter in the United States, places like Walgreens and even Walmart, Sony have developed a new hearing aid for the new regulatory turn. This all has to do with the rule changes from the Food and Drug Administration. And these new rules, yep, went into effect on Monday this week. Now, with the opening of non-prescription hearing aids, which most are, and cost thousands of dollars too, Sony's hoping opening up this market will offer cheaper and more accessible options to people. Of course, this will be only directed toward the mild and moderate hearing loss folks out there. For those that have dramatic hearing loss, yes, it's definitely best you still see your doctor. Now, the price points, yeah, they're kind of cheap and they're kind of expensive too. From what we're hearing at the folks at Walmart, hearing aids prices will range from $199, yeah, not so bad, all the way up to $999, and that's getting a little bit more expensive. Of course, with the rule changes as well in the U.S., look for other companies to be doing the same thing, probably at similar price points in the very near future. Have you got a story? No one else is listening to you? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The website for the British Tech Network, BritishTechNetwork.com. Everything happening at BTN, you can find right over there. Of course, follow us on our socials too at British Tech on Twitter. Give us a like on Facebook at British Tech Network. And join the community at our Slack room by visiting BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way on Monday after our weekend of R&R. Hope you get a little R&R yourself, too. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday. Enjoy your weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.